This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm honored to be speaking with Dr. Kenneth Salyer. Dr. Salyer is the first chairman of the Department of Plastic Surgery at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical School. He is also the founder of the International Craniofacial Institute and Cleft Lip and Palate Treatment Center in Dallas, Texas. He also runs a nonprofit, the World Craniofacial Foundation, and he is the author of a recent book about his life and work, A Life That Matters. Dr. Salyer, thank you for taking time out of your hectic schedule to talk with me.
I'm delighted to be with you and your listeners today. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And I want to tell everyone that Dr. Salyer has a brief moment in his part-time home in Telluride, Colorado, to speak to those who attend a lecture on the book, A Life That Matters, on Friday, August 23rd, 6 p.m. at the Wilkinson Public Library. So, Dr. Salyer, please talk about the boyhood that inspired you to become the heroic surgeon that you are.
I grew up in Kansas, in Kansas City, Kansas. My father was a dentist, some of my heroes were doctors, and I was a sick little boy with asthma, and I believe that's what really attracted me to the patients that I've taken care of, and it's been a heartfelt connection with these poor children who, with a mask of deformity, are closed out from society. And I had similar feelings when I was a sick little kid with asthma, so I think that's how I've related to them, and that's what really got me started down this current road and path.
So once you started down that path as a young man, where did you go? Could you talk about the education and any other training that gave you the skills, the absolutely remarkable skills, to transform the lives of the young people you have helped? And is it only kids? Do you also help, or have you also helped, and do you help adults with similar afflictions?
Absolutely. We help all individuals with these types of problems, and it occurs, of course, in adults who haven't been treated as children. And I've treated about 20% of my practice was adults and about 80% children. But I got started in it by making the choice of going to Dallas to do a good internship. And little did I know that I'd end up spending 50 years there and founding the first department of plastic surgery and end up in 1963, November 22nd, taking care of another one of my heroes, President John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
Talk about that. I understand that you were at the hospital when he was brought in.
I was on neurosurgery call that day and ran down to the emergency room, and some of my colleagues were already starting to treat him, and I got involved in that treatment. But I think that day set my track for wanting to reach out and help others. He founded the Peace Corps and had set us on a goal to go to the moon, and he was a very charismatic individual that I had voted for, and I was very much taken with him. And that day had such an impact on me to want to reach out and help others and carry on with the energy that he personified as President of the United States.
There was another groundbreaking surgery you were involved with. It was conjoined twins, I think, from Egypt.
Yes, Ahmed and Mohammed from Egypt. In 2003 was a hallmark case, and the media was very interested because of this unusual case, and these boys became celebrities around the world. And we made the front page of the New York Times and many, many other pieces of communication. But these boys were dear, and endowed. They were just lovable, and our whole team fell in love with them. But we didn't know the outcome, and we ended up doing a 36-hour operation step by step that we'd planned for over a year, and it went very well, and we were successful. And there were so many things that went into the contributing to that success I really don't have time to tell today, but maybe I can tell more of those at the library on the 23rd of August at 6 p.m.
Yeah. But can you talk very briefly about some of the intrinsic complexities of the types of surgical procedures you have performed?
Well, when I finished my training as a general surgeon and as a plastic surgeon, I'd never seen one of these procedures that were the dramatic called craniofacial. I knew how to do cleft lip and palate operations, but I had many other children I had no answer for in Dallas. And then I met Paul Tessier, and he inspired me and a band of brothers from around the world, and we knew then that this could be done, and I came back to Dallas and taught myself over a long period of time, and then spent a whole career developing and a new subspecialty of plastic and reconstructive surgery called craniofacial surgery. And it was a wonderful, dramatic time in medical history, and we were able to do thousands of children from around the world with major problems that before we couldn't treat, and today, because of advances in technology, we can treat these children and let them be accepted in society. And these children have normal intelligence. Society equates deformity with mental retardation, and that just isn't true.
Okay. Thank you for that. Now, you've written or edited about 9 books in your field on craniofacial surgery. Why another one? Why did you decide to write A Life That Matters?
These other books were written for doctors to teach them atlases and textbooks how to do this surgery around the world. This book was as an advocate for these patients to inform the public of the need of these children. And over a half of these children around the world don't get treated today in developing countries. So my goal is to spread the knowledge that we've developed here in the United States and encourage others to do this and have fellowships and training programs and be able to take these dear little children and offer them a life of hope and normalcy.
Okay. Sort of picking up where you just left off, you technically have stepped down from the center you founded in Texas, the International Craniofacial Institute and Cleft Lip and Palate Treatment Center in Dallas, but you continue to do your work through your foundation. Could you make the distinction between your workloads one place to the other, and really what is the core mission of the foundation?
Core mission of the foundation is to spread education about the craniofacial surgery to care for children suffering from these most complex deformities and help establish new centers that can become beacons of hope and advancement and share medical discoveries and provide state-of-the-art multidisciplinary care and grant scholarships and bring a healthier smile to children with that deserve to have a precious face. So that's sort of the essence of the foundation, the World Craniofacial Foundation, and it reaches out to children and families and helps support transportation and housing to the best centers in the world, and we know who those are, and we get them to often do the cases free, just like the twins. We did the twins from Egypt, and that was a $2.5 million project.
Wow.
All donated.
Wow. Finally, could you please talk about your relationship to Telluride? After 50 years plus, do you plan to spend more time in town?
Absolutely. I hope that I can spend all my rest of my days here, but I'm still busy traveling. But in every moment I have, I want to savor this beautiful, gorgeous, special place that doesn't exist anywhere else in the world. I believe that it is the most gorgeous place I've ever been, and I've been to over 100 countries and been to many mountain settings and places, and I think that it's dear to my heart, and I want to share that with my other friends around here, and I hope to get better acquainted and spend more time here with all of you.
We all look forward to getting to know you, and I thank you very much for your time. This has been Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, speaking with the remarkable Dr. Ken Salyer. He will be speaking about his work and life and the books that on those subjects at the Wilkinson Public Library, August 23rd, 6 p.m. Again, the subject is A Life That Matters. Dr. Salyer, thanks again for joining me.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.